Yo, and we're back at the gas station. It's your host, as always, Ypre, and we're here with DJ
Danger. You don't know.
And Shay Baby.
Shay Baby with the C. Yay! Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? We're back with another hot topic. What was the topic again?
The hot guy.
Damn, I forgot. We were just talking about some
shit. Just let this clip, bro. How the fuck?
I forgot. But we gonna come up with a catchy slogan for the gas station, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no gas without the station. Ain't no station without the gas. Something. But if you got any topics you'd like us to talk about, please feel free to leave us a voice message. They can definitely do that. Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Right.
Or if you guys want to support for, you know, better equipment, better podcast, better videos, go ahead and feel free to leave a donation. Could be $1, $2.
If 5,000 people leave $1, $5,000.
Right. Start dropping videos, you know what I'm saying? Get better equipment, audio better, a lot of different stuff, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. I could get better sounds. Yeah.
Definitely got to get rid of those.
Bro, we're working on it, guys. We're working on it.
So, Jay, what you been up to? You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen you in what? Probably like a week, I want to say.
I've been shifting.
I've been moving.
Right. Started working back in the club. So that's something else.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Making that bread.
Yeah.
For sure.
OnlyFans too.
Okay.
Movements on
y'all
there.
Supported it.
Top 10% cause. Of all creators. Top y'all 10%. Subscribe. Find out why.
Word.
So, speak a little bit on that, not too much, but how's that been going for you? Like, you know,
OnlyFans or the club?
Yeah, the OF.
For as far as OnlyFans, it's really cool. I like with anything else, you got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's so much you can do on there. So it's just up to you, your open mindedness, and like, you know, what your intentions are. Because, you know, when you have positive intentions, you get good results. And when you do, like, what you want to do, you'll actually want to be consistent. Now, like, the content I post on there, I'm not going to, you know, tell y'all. Y'all going to sub to find out.
How much is your sub?
It's $10. Sometimes $10. I run specials.
Sometimes you run specials. Yeah. You running a special right now?
Not right now.
Boys. But
I've been discounting my packages, so... You know, it's lit there. I often have like free links where I'll be like, you know, I'll post on my story. If you see this right now, free subscription.
Yeah, if you're listening right now, make sure you go check out her OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? Check out the subscribe, get a package. What?
You get a free for
a free package. You know,
yeah, you get
what
a free pick if you like.
As soon
all
as you
picks.
Subscribe, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, get something for free as soon as you subscribe.
Get some.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's stuff on my timeline. Like with OF, you could have a timeline that you can have direct messages. And if you choose to, you can lock the timeline post or the DM message post. And when you lock it, you just put a fee to unlock it. So I like my page is $10 to sub unless you got there for free. And there'll be free content, but like the exclusive stuff would be in my PPV. My PPV, the personal pay-per-view messages. There it is. Pay-per-view.
Them boys got pay-per-view on there.
It's like a.
And that's where the bread
another
at.
Another social media.
What?
The bread is really in the pay-per-view.
In the pay-per-view, of course.
Like the subs, you know, it's cool.
It's cool, but yeah, you got to pay for that content though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
And my shit be like, it'd be cheap, like between $3 to $20. But most of the stuff I send is like $5, $10.
Maybe $11. Yeah,
if it's a collab,
y'all
it's
niggas
definitely
spend
more than
$5, $10 on bullshit. So.
Right?
Yeah.
That's something like, you know, you got $3, you can buy that. You got $5, you can buy this. Right. And there's niggas that like, they'll buy like a whole bunch of shit at once. Spend like $50 on like a couple different packages. Someone spend like $100 at once. Or they'll DM me, hey, do you do this? Can you send this? How much?
and be ready.
Yeah. Some people like really used to the OnlyFans stuff. So, like tip menus.
Have you ever got like someone that asked you for a specific content?
Oh yeah, all the time. Like
anything crazy? Like I say crazy, I mean like weird fetish or like, you know, something you thought like, damn, guy, I don't know if I want
to
do that.
This one guy asked me to peg him.
You should have played the awkward, the awkward one.
Right, we was all looking at each other like, yeah.
But yeah, fire for that.
Say he would pay me. I got paid for people to do some interesting things, but that's more so at my job.
Right.
Not on OnlyFans. OnlyFans, I'm like a solo creator. Unless I do a collab with like a friend of mine or someone that I would trust, mm-hmm. it's mostly just me. I only done 2 collabs on there. Yeah. I like girls, OnlyFans males. And it's virtual. Yeah, 1 girl, 1 male. The okay. male was a birthday.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You'll get girls and guys on my page. So definitely the best of both worlds. And I like to film like a lot of behind the scenes stuff at my job. I'll put it on my OnlyFans. And plus at my job, like you can do whatever, you can look however. So it's perfect for OnlyFans content. Mm-hmm. I'll sometimes get on the DJ booth and just start like doing dancing videos. I'll dance for the DJs while I do my OnlyFans videos. They be loving that shit.
All right, so you working without working?
Facts,
making money, chilling,
multitasking. What? Exactly. And I love to dance. Y'all know I love to dance. So, mm-hmm. and plus as a kid, I danced. I did ballet, tap, jazz, hip hop, and lyrical. I was in dance school, did competition, all those cool stuff. So now that I'm older, you know. You know, it's just like it's adult dancing
to a different level, right?
Yeah, and this is way more intricate, like especially as far as the pole, because you know, not anyone can twerk, but like once you learn how to do it, it's not hard. But the pole work,
that's yeah, it's a different
else.
Skill.
Yeah, it's fun
it's
though.
A skill for real.
Facts. It helps to have like arm, shoulder, and core strength. Especially core if you're trying to like, you know, do stuff with your legs, like pull your legs up or do like inversions going upside down.
Right. Yeah, some girls be strong, right? To be in the gym.
Hell yeah.
Pick your ass up.
Well, I could probably pick you up. How much you weigh?
Shit, like 150.
Oh yeah, I could pick you up easily.
Definitely.
You could jump on my back. We could walk to the parking lot right now.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Light work.
Start
saving the gym.
Even before I was in the gym, I carried someone 150 on my back before, so. But that was before I was in the gym. Now,
flinging that boy.
Split.
Ragdoll.
I love the gym. What? I'm screaming.
No, nah, that boy gotta get in the gym, man.
Hell yeah.
Get my weight up.
Hell yeah, get your strength up, your endurance. What? You'll help yourself. I'm telling you, you'll feel better. Hell yeah. And stronger.
Yeah, do my little workout at the crib. But, you know, I'll be fucking off on that shit, though. But it is what it is.
What?
Yeah. I do
stretch.
That shit mostly when I go home. Like, when I go home right now,
be trying to
before
stretch.
I go to sleep, I do all that shit.
Yeah. Especially at work, I have to stretch. I'm sore every day.
In the morning, yeah. In the morning, I gotta stretch. Do a couple push-ups, stretch. All right, ready for the day. But when I go home, all right, hit them sit-ups. Some fucking, like, I told you I got the app.
Yeah.
So, I be doing that little training shit. I don't do that shit every night, though. I should be doing that shit every night.
Consistency.
Yeah. Yeah. And I should be trying to have a nigga working out for 10 minutes and shit.
10 minutes is nothing.
It's nothing,
man. I go to the gym for an hour.
At that time.
I'm on treadmill for 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
See, that's a different time, though. At that time, nigga, I'm not trying to do that. What?
Get out of here.
I'm going to the gym like 1 o'clock in the morning, like.
What?
Nigga, I'm trying to go to my bed, nigga. What that?
10 minutes? Get out of here. You're terrible.
Wicked boy.
What?
Wicked. Do a good 5 on college that night, didn't I?
I knew he wasn't finishing this. He's a 1.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I finished a couple of them.
Oh, that 10. It wasn't finished.
Out of 10? Probably like 5. I ain't gonna lie to you. Probably about 5. Because some of the shits be repetitive, and it's like, bro, I don't want to do this shit no more. And it's like, you putting some shit on there, but how the fuck do you even do this?
Yeah, ain't no point in going to the gym. You finna like, be there for 5 minutes and be ready to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just the one thing I say, yeah, man, I eat that.
No.
Your blood, but
that's nothing.
Ready for cut.
What do you mean?
I'm better now.
Ten push-ups, I got it.
Nah, I'll be doing 10 push-ups. I do at least 30.
And then that's it.
Nah, I do some sit-ups. That's what I'm saying. When I go home, like right now, I do at least 30. Do some sit-ups. I don't even know what the side shit called when you're on the floor. You're like stretching. I don't fucking know. And then you do the little Russian shit.
Oh yeah, I like those.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've
used kettlebells. What? Yep. Kettlebell. Yeah, it's a whole little that right there. That shit's like a good 7-minute session. That right there, that whole little shit. That. I think you do like, I want to say, 10 to 15 reps at each, but you do 2 sets, so it's like 30.
Today, a customer was asking me what workouts I do for my legs.
But there's other ones with like different workouts, different times.
Different,
you know,
they just look so muscular.
Yo, see,
told y'all he's cold. Amen. I love leg day.
Leg day.
Leg day is the best day.
Leg day is the best day.
Sure. Hell yeah, I love leg day.
It's the day after leg.
Back day too. And then back and arms, kind of, because if you do your back, sometimes you get biceps, a little bit of triceps, depending on the workout.
All right. So no one remembers the topic. Got a topic. The motherfucking we was talking about something about Jamaican something. What we said earlier?
What's the pros and cons?
Oh, pros and cons to being
Jamaican.
Pros and cons. Motherfucking. Really know that.
I was just gonna say we have to think of the cons first, because there's a lot of pros. There's a lot of pros.
Yeah, there's a lot of pros.
But
cons of being Jamaican.
What did you say? Ignorant.
Versus, yeah, ignorant.
Jamaican people are ignorant. They're fuck.
Ignorant.
Terrible.
What?
That's true.
Someone
just a little bit, but with Twala.
It's funny though. It but it's like, why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Most of the time, it don't make sense.
I
don't
know.
It, like, where does it come from?
Like, it just in our way blood, isn't it? just so it grow.
Went from but
shit, what else? It's not much to say from, like,
it's like, I don't know.
A con.
What's a con to be Jamaican? This is the hardest question I've ever been asked.
Right?
This is what the fuck? What's a con?
Con to be Jamaican. Go on now, right? It's not that hard.
Nah, for all real. Right. Like, there's gotta be something wrong.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to everything.
Nah, we're terrible. We're
it's because we're thinking about it. Like, that's not a con.
Jamaica's not a
con. Y'all wear 2-inch Clarks.
Stop wearing Clarks.
Nah, if it wasn't for us, nigga.
Clarks would be.
Right. Clarks would be a thing, nigga.
In the work,
but enough people still don't know about Clarks still, but yeah, it's out there. If you know Jamaican, you know about Clarks, something like that.
Mm-hmm. software that comes in the pros.
I think we might as well just move over to pros.
Yeah, right now, because right now we're being very biased.
Right? Too biased.
We're being very biased. So, if y'all got any cons for being Jamaican or y'all, you know what I'm saying? Just drop them. Leave the voice messages. As you know, we could talk about this on the next episode.
You go here again in the comments. I didn't get to watch bun.
Jamaican men don't get bun, all right?
No, we do. I don't.
If they not get bun, y'all get cheese with it. So, I don't know, salsa bun. You know what I mean?
Yo.
I can't drive one. It probably, if I don't get no cheese, I get to have milk with it.
Yeah,
I
big milk.
Mm-hmm. Yo. So good, they can't chew. Just so you go. What? Just give one? No, man. I know we eat that. Anyways, pros.
What's going on?
Good food.
Of course,
it's the best.
Like, what?
Whatever. I
love it. Table food last time.
Music.
The island itself, the waters, oil and blue.
Yeah, vacation spot.
Just the people. Culture. Right?
Yeah, the culture.
Just the culture, the people. You know what I'm saying? You go anywhere, you have to laugh.
Yo, somebody's gonna make a joke.
Or you just go see something.
Or yeah. That's Jamaica's not a real place.
Yeah, you just it's go really see not. Some shit on the side of the road and be like,
yo, you're gonna be like, there's no fucking way. I saw a video of the man say, yo, although I kind of believe in still. When a man saw out of my room, I make people crash in the river. There was a beer accident happened by the river. And a fucking Jamaican nigga talking about fucking mermaids.
I think I've seen that.
All type of
some about a mermaid.
Yeah,
but they did have a video of a mermaid though, or like, yeah.
I never seen a video of it.
Yeah,
it's not a real one.
Some they're supposed to be real. Like I literally saw the lady and the scales and all that. So, but it was in some country. I don't fucking remember. But it's a video. I'm pretty sure if I go on YouTube right now, I can pull it up.
Probably.
Yeah. But I don't know. They said it's a real mermaid. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I
wouldn't
be surprised.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised either.
I personally think so. I just don't know how they would look.
I mean, but there's like a lot of people that have mermaid experience. Like I was watching other video on YouTube. Some nigga was talking about a mermaid experience. He was in somewhere in the ocean, whatever. And like he saw something coming, like just swimming. Like a mermaid, is it? Yeah. And then it jumped out the water. just like a mermaid, how they do, and went back in the water, no splash, no nothing. Is it? Just clean dive, like.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that was mermaid. Like okay, that. Yeah, like it just.
Like, what guy? Yeah, man, I hate that. Mm-hmm. So wait, he was in the water?
Nah, he was like on a boat or something.
Yo. Did I send you the TikTok of the guy who was on a floaty and caught a shark? And he was on the beach and he flung his line.
And caught a shark?
He caught a shark and the shark dragged him out like 2 miles off the coast.
Nah.
And he was like, nigga found him on a boat. He's like, bro, why you didn't let go? Big ass boat. Like a one time a big ass boat. Like a big ass yacht.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, and nigga's like, why you let go? He's like, nah. He already dragged me out here. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna catch it.
Oh wait, I think I did see that.
And he was like, what you was gonna do when you pull it up? He's like, I was gonna touch it. He's like, you what? He's like, I gotta touch it. You didn't catch it if you didn't touch it. I was like, you fucking, yo, white
fucking stupid.
Why would you want to catch something that's dragging you out?
So if you touch it, you don't actually catch it, you caught it?
I guess, with the same logic.
Right.
I guess so, yeah. Well, no, I guess it has to be online, and you gotta reel it in and touch it.
Right, but I'm saying if you didn't actually catch it though, like you did, you reeled it in, you touched it, but you didn't actually catch it. Like, you know what I mean? You just got a chance to touch it, and then it boom.
God, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what he's saying. Like,
he just wanted to touch it. Fuck, you need that. Should I just turn around and name him?
Yo. It's funny because the man, what? Man, he's like vlogging. He's a YouTuber, TikToker, YouTuber, whatever. And he's like, yo, telling the man who's steering the boat. He's like, yo, you see the floaty over there? He's like, yeah. He's like, bro, there's somebody on it type shit. And then go over there. And that's when that bullshit happened. Pulled him on board. Took the fishing line. Gave him a little fucking belt thing to help him catch it. After he was like, fuck it, we're going to catch it. And I was just going along. Like,
I mean, now he's on a big ass boat. So that's different. But yeah, that nigga's stupid. Said, you gotta go catch it. Big ass shark.
Catch what? Catch
it. I think it was like a bull shark or some shit.
Maybe it's
a shark.
It's a shark. For real. Mm-hmm. If you're tuning into the gas station right now,
I'm fried.
Really?
The gas?
I'm high.
High at the gas station.
Yeah. There's a lot of gas. Gasserie!
What do you guys smoke on? How do you guys smoke it? Listeners.
I'm gonna tell you.
Listeners, what do you guys smoke with? Papers, grabba, backwood. What do you guys smoke? Leave a voice message. Go ahead.
I thought you meant smoke on.
I mean, go ahead, expand. I'm trying to see where you're going with this.
I was trying to remember the name. The name of the weed.
That's what you mean.
Yeah. We be smoking on Reggie, y'all.
Whoa.
Cut. Wrong man. No.
You should have saw his face.
Whoa.
No.
Yo.
First of all,
Reggie
can't even come through the door at the gas
station. We don't allow Reggie.
No person named Reggie.
I'm about to roll up a Reggie's split.
Not a split named Reggie.
Reggie Jackson.
You know what I'm saying? The only person that comes through this bitch is Reggie Butch.
Yo. Roll up the Reggie.
But other than that, yeah.
What Reggie?
This is the gas station. OG this ain't Reggie. The Reggie station.
OG Reggie.
This ain't the Reggie station. This ain't the Reg station. This is the gas station. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't gas, it ain't station.
OG Reggie. Oh,
if it ain't at the station, it ain't gas.
Yo.
It's gotta be gas to be at a gas station, right?
I'm just kidding, y'all. Reggie.
If it's at the station, it's gas.
I don't know what Reggie tastes like.
Yo.
All right. We know that's cap. We know that's cap. You probably don't remember what Reggie tastes like.
I don't know what
like.
It tastes like.
No, that's cat. You don't remember.
I don't know what it tastes like.
All right, we just gonna go with that. We had the gas station, so it's legit. But yeah, man, just come pump y'all gas at the station, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Gas.
Yes.
What the fuck?
You said the same thing?
Yes.
That means we gotta roll up.
Facts. Roll up. We got about 5 minutes left on this episode here. Yeah, we're gonna do another episode, right? Or we ending it?
Yeah, we can do another.
We can do another one.
Alright, we're gonna do another one.
Bring them out.
God, dude.
Got another 5 minutes on here, so you know what I'm saying? We can roll up. Talk about the song. What's it?
Jay-Z song?
Really?
Favorite artist right now.
Play that song right now.
Favorite hip hop artist.
It's
right
about 8 minutes long still.
Favorite hip hop artist right now.
Hip-hop?
Favorite.
Probably
hip-hop
Future.
Artist. I really can't.
Future? I've been listening to Future a lot lately.
You know,
I haven't really listened to Future.
Nigga,
who's your favorite hip hop artist right now? Right now, ain't gonna lie.
I've always been a Drake fan.
Yeah, Drake is lit too.
I mean,
but I listen to more Future than Drake.
Future, Drake. Damn, I think I have to go with Lil Baby.
And that last album,
Lil Baby. Fucking Lil Durk, I'm tripping.
Lil Baby.
I'm surprised he said Herbo.
Herbo ain't dropped nothing new yet. He ain't dropped nothing new
That's
yet.
That's what I'm saying. Future just dropped. You know what I'm saying? And it made me listen to all his old Herbo, shit.
Herbo lit though. But he ain't dropped nothing new yet. If he was like consistent, then yeah. But Lil Durk been going ham. He been consistent.
Yeah. Y'all listen to new Future album?
Nope. Youngboy just dropped the album last night.
See, I didn't even know that. But he always dropped an album.
Realer too. I ain't listen to that shit.
He always dropped
the album. That's
good. Y'all boys go stream that Youngboy. You know what I'm saying?
He paying?
You saying I'm gonna say promo? What?
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no free pump.
Ain't no free promo, nigga.
Right, ain't no free promo.
But
yeah. Before they copyright this shit, just for seeing me.
copyright, yo.
Run my shit.
What?
I'ma get the bread now. Let
me... Hey, you know the you know that song name was used for the memes? Like Youngboy fans be like, you know, what song is that?
Oh, the
one he like blew up off of. Niggas be getting like,
yeah,
I forgot the name of the shit, bro.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of the song though.
But
I
like, they go pop up, that song gonna play in the background, like, wherever he go.
All right, favorite dancehall artist? No, right now. I mean, he could still be right now. You can't say Cartel in these But that's arguments. What I'm saying.
But
you
I
can't say.
That's how
it's still, like, bro. You that's like.
And he still dropped music.
That's like
so
at all
relevant.
Time, though. That's like course, all time, though. Like, that's like at all time.
Beyond
like,
these conversations.
I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the niggas.
We gotta talk about the new people.
Right. New niggas that's hot right now.
Beyond them. Like, he's in stoner.
That nigga's forever gonna be hot.
Exactly.
So just.
Who's next?
Yeah. When it's at all the time,
maybe
then it
popcorn. Cancel.
Yeah.
Popcorn is up there.
Popcorn. Warm right now. No, yeah. Wouldn't say popcorn.
He not hot right now.
Yeah, wouldn't say hot right.
But
now.
He done his thing.
Yeah, of course. But I'm not
you
gonna
mean
say.
Like Skilly Verse Gang?
Yeah, like that man that hot right now, isn't it?
I go on Skilly Verse Gang.
Well, you don't know say I want side of the landslide, isn't it? Genocide.
Alright, yeah, it cooks them all to deep, but what was that? Alright, so Intense, Skeng, or Skilly Bang.
Ota, what are they? Really and truly?
Three of them on them.
Really and truly?
What do you think I bought this artist?
The baddest artist, what are them? Is Skilly Bang.
What do you mean? Skilly Bang?
Is the baddest.
The right answer that.
Skilly Gun, him gone worldwide music right now. So if him thing I change up, you know, change up in sound and things.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So, you got to.
Some of the music right now, I don't really want him want to drop.
Of course.
So
of
it's
course.
Not always, you know?
But
it's still but, a doing the thing.
Yeah, when my drop is still at, is it? But you know what I'm saying? When him fall back a yard and thing. And
brother, may I always say that Skilly? Is it? Mm-hmm. The Mr. Universe? That Skilly, may I always say. But this one can't answer, you see me? Wap, wap, wap.
You so funny. Wap, wap,
wap. Wap, 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 wap.
This shit catchy, though.
It is.
Wap, 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 wap.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're closing in on the last minute here. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. We're going to come out with another episode as Shay, baby with the C, is rolling up the gas at the station. You know what I'm saying? It's not a station without the gas. We still got a few more seconds, but thank you, DJ Danger, for that early applause.
Right. it was the applause for the
30 more seconds. Oh, okay. I figured, but like, you know. Yeah. All right.
Y'all tune in to the next episode because we finna spill the tea. We sprinkle all the beans.
We'll fuck it up.
We had to. Last 10 seconds, and you don't fuck up.
Yo,
I just said I'm gonna fuck it up. I want to put that word there.
We had to.
Yeah, yo, 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 it's your boy YP, and we are back at the gas station. Mm-hmm. And we got Shea Baby with the C in the building. DJ Danger, as always.
Check.
Yes, sir. And we just like we were talking about, it's JJ's birthday, so let's give a big shout out to JJ.
Yes.
Happy birthday, JJ. You know what I'm saying? When you get older and listen to this podcast.
Right.
It's going to be a few years, but.
Right. He's turning three.
You can listen to it every day on your birthday, though. So.
The time be flying.
Yeah. Right. Oh, he's turning three today? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Right. My dog, the big three. I'm just gonna shout out JJ one more time. Yeah, there's a.
Passing the gas. Wait a second.
Pass the gas.
Pass gas.
You pass gas?
Yeah, pass gas. Watch out. Just get this move up.
I thought we'll pass the gas. I'm going one gas menu at the station.
Yeah,
pass gas.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I don't think they're on here. Deep. Yeah, so what's the tea? We at the gas
what's
station,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Spill the tea at the gas station. Let's see. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Any, what is tea?
Any crazy shit happened this week? I don't know.
This week? What happened this week? What's been going on in the world? Because I'm very disconnected.
Me too. I've been in my own world.
In fact, I've just been focused on myself.
Literally. You know, like I've been doing
what I need to do. I'm going to be watching that news or nothing like that.
It's
12-12. Oh, no. 12-12.
It's not?
No, 12-17.
Oh, shit.
Then I saw 12-12. I'm hungry, but I don't know what I want to eat. I don't want them tacos.
Didn't you just eat Taco Bell?
That shit was not hitting for me.
You just had Taco Bell.
It was something
Bell.
About it. That sauce, after you mentioned bacon, I just couldn't get that out my head. And it tastes like bacon, even though.
It did.
That's nothing more beer
kind. I saw it. It was chips.
It was chips.
It was.
I looked up the ingredients.
Because
it did taste like bacon. I was like, damn. And it was crunchy like a little piece of bacon.
So?
Huh?
So? Just straight look and taste like bacon and a bacon.
What am I supposed to assume it is?
Chip.
Tacos,
my friend.
With a piece of lettuce.
Tacos. I want a hard shell taco. I have one in a minute.
Hard shell or soft shell?
I usually get soft. Hard shell bust.
I always get
hard shell bust.
At crunch. If it's a soft shell, I need beer lettuce so I can crunch.
This thing is such a crunch.
You gotta crunch.
Gotta crunch.
Tacos are not tacos
with no crunch.
Nachos.
Nacho
so cheese.
What?
Gotta have that spicy cheese though.
Yeah. Or some hot, like some taco sauce.
Yeah, right.
Like I got Diablo. But hot sauce is good.
That shit.
Gotta have that.
I was surprised from fucking Taco,
Taco Bell.
Bell,
yeah, I Diablo.
I always just get hot. I didn't want a fucking Diablo.
Diablo sound better.
Pack.
Diablo.
Yeah,
black.
It sound better. What the fuck? They be like, what sauce? Hot. No.
Man, run that Diablo, man.
Diablo. It put extra.
Extra good Diablo.
Using me a Taco Bell, I'm going to stick to my hot sauce. That's a Diablo. That might do something.
Man, just pass hot sauce, my friend.
Just regular hot sauce.
Not every place got the good hot sauce. You know what hot sauce I hate? I think it's the Louisiana hot sauce.
Those ones are like vinegary.
Am I tripping? A Louisiana?
The red hot ones?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
like
about.
That.
Yeah.
Like that shit, it's not hot sauce at all. That shit is fucking horrible. Like, why would you make that?
Yeah. Like, they put that on. Like,
who decided to sell that? Put that on a show?
No, I
didn't like it. Nah, this shit is trash. Niggas always eat that, and they give you with the wings. If you ever buy wings, that's the hot sauce they be given.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buns. Buns. I'm gonna eat, my friend. You see me? You need some grease pepper sauce. Mm-hmm. Send me some scotch bunny. Mm-hmm. Is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, put pepper on everything, you know. Soup, man, put pepper on. Egg, put pepper on, you know. You know what I mean? That's pepper on everything. Oh, my grandfather put pepper on everything, my friend. I ain't gonna get it from here. Yeah, everything. Yeah, I mean, RIP the grandfather still, but everything. Hey, man, I'm play with them pepper sauce. Well, not really everything still, but most things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Hot dog?
Pepper sauce.
Sweating in your mouth.
What's the weirdest food combination you've seen? And just won't try.
And won't try?
Yeah.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Facts. I can't think of
one. I can. Orange juice and cereal.
Oh, that's the. Oh, yeah, I see that.
Orange juice and cereal?
They made a whole cereal for orange juice. Because that was such a big trend people were doing.
Especially like cornflake kind of shit. Well, like
what cereal would you even put in orange juice?
Frosted flakes. I seen Lucky
Why the fuck would you put frosted flakes in orange juice?
Puffs?
What?
Yes.
You're lying.
Monsters. No. All right.
Demons. What? You're lying.
See, all right. If you go like Cheerios, I could probably understand. The Cheerios dry, not in a taste. Is it me?
Regular Cheerios?
Yeah.
No, you're adding it. Let me see if I understand cornflakes.
All right. Exactly. No. Because what I'm saying is the orange juice heat. I'm not saying I'll eat it, but I'm just saying like
it makes sense,
isn't it? But yeah, I put cornflakes and all these sweet fucking orange juice.
Cocoa Puff, Lucky Charms.
The Cocoa Puff blew me. I had to get off
TikTok.
Captain Crunch.
TikTok terrible, dog.
Nah, you can't do it.
That's not a trend now.
You pour your milk or your cereal first?
Cereal.
Then milk. You do milk first?
No.
I see people that do that, and I just be looking like this. Like, how?
I gotta put my cereal first. You know what I'm saying?
You like dry.
So, like, all right. So, when you pour your milk, how do you like milk? You like, same amount?
I have to go in a circle and get that to the middle.
Nah, but I'm saying, though, the milk level, like, is it same amount as the cereal? A little bit more.
For me, it depends on the cereal.
That's also true.
But usually,
all right. So Frosted Flakes, because I know everybody busts out Frosted Flakes.
I'm doing half and half.
Half and half.
Yeah, because they go.
What you mean half and half?
Like half milk, half cereal. Because it's
So it's gonna be the same level.
Yeah, like as the bowl, it's not gonna be.
Yeah, so your milk's the same level as the cereal. Yeah.
For me, I'll probably do like 60-40. Like 60 cereal, 40 milk.
Yeah.
With
Frosted Flakes, that's the best way to go. Because
I feel it.
With your way, it's great, but you got to eat it on time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't like it.
But with us, that shit not get too soggy. Bro. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's why you got to put less milk so they get too soggy too fast. All of them at the top, you got to be. Yeah. Is it mix up that? Is it?
Yeah.
But that shit sit too long. Nah, that shit over with. You like that shit warm? If it ate it warm?
No, but I have
that shit bust.
Lucky Charms warm.
Lucky Charms warm?
With milk.
Never had Frosted Flakes warm.
The reason I even did it is because
never had Frosted Flakes warm?
Frosted Flakes,
I think
I
still prefer cold milk.
Nah, bro. I ain't gonna lie, that mine in that bus, bro. That bus.
I don't eat it like often.
Nah,
but I
you don't gotta eat it warm, but like, yeah. Maybe just one or two times, wake up that mine. Just the two at night, Mike.
Wait, what are you doing? Warm up the milk.
Just warm up the milk first. That's what I'm saying. Just warm up the milk first. And then skim that, and then dump FC or something like that. Or pour the milk in the cereal, whatever I want, dude. But warm up the milk. Don't put the two of them in there. I don't know.
Yo, that's not fun.
Waste of cereal right there.
Okay, so what I was about to go that way. Cornmeal, oats, hominy, plantain.
I forgot. Yeah.
Rice porridge. Oh, cornmeal good. Now I want some.
Every time we talk about this episode, I think of your mom's bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
The drops too, and the banana bread. But I definitely want some porridge right now.
Some porridge?
Yeah.
That'll put me to sleep.
Come on, some old people.
What?
Some porridge right there.
Yeah.
Granny.
I'm not going to make none though. Imagine me in the kitchen.
You'll be frying up plenty.
I'll definitely fry up.
You'll make some porridge.
Jump on meat leaf and all that.
Yo.
Fry up two platters and a bread.
My love platters.
Yo, my best thing is up two bread and a porridge, you know. Or two crackers and
bread.
Crackers can go.
I be like making little balls and then just drop it in there.
My next thing is I scoop up a spoon. I just
full of bread.
You're happy.
Yeah, I think I'm cooking when I get home.
No, nobody do it, my friend. You're not wake up around it.
I'm not gonna wake up, my friend.
Speaking of waking up, I gotta wake up early. Fucking truck. I gotta wake up. Get there early.
Be at work.
Lunch shock or forward. I'm not gonna do nothing. Yeah, but I know.
Yo, this nigga fight.
Yeah, brother.
Hey, yo. Niggas be trying to make jobs harder. Do your fucking job so everybody works the same amount. You're not working harder than anything.
Motherfuckers just be complaining for no reason.
No reason.
What you complain about?
No reason.
I don't like complaining.
Well. To them problems. So what's the moves tomorrow?
Wednesday?
Get my hair to eat.
Get it done.
Put the applaud thing on.
The what?
The applaud. I'm going to get his hair done.
It's been a while. That's what she's saying.
Ben need to get his shit done, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all donate to get my dog shit done. You know what I'm saying? Hey, $1, $2.
Yeah, donate. Any $1 a day.
$1 a day.
You appreciate anything, you know what I'm saying?
Get a whole cut, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Get my eyebrow shape done, everything.
Right.
Eyebrow shape. If you guys want to start a podcast, Anchor is the best platform to use.
I thought he was going to say GoFundMe. Yeah. I'm going to say, damn.
Yeah.
How funny.
Now like GoFundMe. Right. You know what's funny? PayPal got something like that on there.
Word?
Yeah.
For haircut?
Nah.
Somebody say no people use
Nah, like hair. A GoFundMe. Like you could just post whatever and like it goes public. Whoever got picked out could see it and donate.
Oh. I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that's what that was.
I need to find something on there and put it up on there, you know what I'm saying? Get some donations. Okay. I think they put it up for like a month.
For a dollar a day. Oh, look. I got a dollar, but I got five.
I got five on it.
Oh, you gave me this. I'm not giving it back to you.
Oh, shit.
I got five.
robbed, my boy.
What? I almost got robbed. You tried to rob me.
Got robbed, my boy. What was that?
What a what?
Your girl.
Yard?
Your girl.
Meet your wife and t-shirt.
So who is this girl that we be talking about?
Your girl.
Your girl?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it has to be, you know, a specific gal, though. Like, it can't just be your gal, because every month I'm like, gal, exactly. So, when I say your gal, like, which gal?
Whoever we talking about.
An imaginary gal.
Or,
can't make up our name.
Jada Kingdom.
Jada Kingdom. No, man, can't Jada Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Every month can't just, like, fuck Jada Kingdom. So.
Why? She just married. Might as well. I see you think.
Don't bother. Jada Kingdom, that's some sticky situation, my friend. How much time when I say your galley, 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 galley for everything?
I wish my hair got you got. Mm-hmm. Who do that again? You know, we ask again.
Ask again, my friend. Yo. What you want to say to Joe Biden right now?
Sup, baby? Let me take you out to dinner.
Hell no. Broke. I got $5.
Sup, baby? Let me get the $5.
Alright. I got one, though.
Wait, you see these dogs?
In so your front yard?
No.
Upstairs, I'm going hard. Bing bong.
Fuck your life.
I forgot about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Y'all just jogged the whole memory.
That was a session for like 2 months.
Right? Feels like longer.
3 months?
And I seen that shit like that'd way be 90 before.
Days. 90 days.
It blew up. And I saw that shit.
Like, me too. I saw it before so it blew funny. Up.
Yeah, I just thought that man was so funny. And then the fact that it blew up, I was like, whoa, like it became a thing. Fucking like even Joe Biden seen that shit. Like, he didn't even take him out to dinner.
For real.
He didn't even.
And no, that's why Joe don't fuck with people, man.
He even
if it was Trump, Trump would have took him out.
What? Okay. He probably would have.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, he would have did it.
What's up, baby?
The boy would have had a magma hat. Magma hat.
He would have given you. He would like take a picture with us.
Shit. At least that.
The MAGA, oh my god.
Even if you ain't take him out, you'd at least pull it up here for this hat.
Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
He's a couple thousands.
You got to meet the president.
Get that boy 2 bands. What you mean?
What?
The stimulus check.
What? Or his citizenship or something. Or whatever he needed, he would have gave his.
Get that boy a stimulus check.
A little package.
What? Take this
or
photo.
Like a stay at one of his hotels.
Mm-hmm. Take this photo, my boy. Yeah, show you for the people. Ooh, Joe, that boy was riding a bike and fell off.
For real?
Yeah, you ain't see the video?
I think I did. Was it like in a park? Jump.
Yeah, it was like a marathon. I think he was doing a marathon.
They be saying that's a clone, but I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know if I want to go
probably
there.
Was a clone. That's why he felt like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I see when he was trying to go up the stairs and he just kept falling.
Yeah,
like every other step, yeah. He would trip.
He would trip. The cone was malfunctioning. But couldn't get the diagrams right. Shit. I'm telling you. You notice after that shit, that boy ain't saying nothing about that bike. I wouldn't say nothing about that. I wouldn't even talk about that shit. If it was Trump, Trump would have said something about that. Yeah, they tried to kill me.
Fox News.
What? I'm telling you. I wouldn't say nothing. That clone shit, you think that shit's probably real? Yeah, probably real.
Oh, I feel like it is like, for sure, without a doubt.
90%.
I'm just curious 90%. To like how.
But it's like the thing is with this world's like, bro, they be putting shit right there, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Played off of a joke. And it's like, okay, yeah, it's a joke. Ha ha ha. But, you know, behind the scenes, it's really going on. Look how many niggas came out of my clone shit. Mm-hmm. There's this one rapper that tell me he's a clone. It's a whole little thing. I don't know if you remember. Probably like 2 years ago. The whole interview talking about your clone came from such and such clone factory.
It was like a random
person. Yeah, some rapper nigga. It came out of nowhere. I think that's how he blew up. Talking about that shit on the interview.
It kind of sounds familiar. And there's an episode I seen on American Dad that looks so real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you putting shit in movies and cartoons and my family. So, just imagine.
In the anime I was watching, they had a whole army full of clones.
So where were the originals?
They like literally cloned them.
Them boys in the chamber getting cloned till they die.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, they just kept tweaking into those birds.
So yeah, like, but I'm saying, you know, you start with the bad one. You start cloning, boom, first one gonna be bad. Alright, clone this nigga again, boom. You know, every time you clone it, you drain the nigga. So
nah, what they did is that they make the clones and then like put him in like all type of tests and have whoever survive. They clone him. Make them stronger, so and keep doing it until they, you know, get stronger. How about army? Their money, I fuck with that.
Fucked up. Mm-hmm. Trying to get a clone, my boy.
It's an evil army.
You gonna clone yourself?
Clone myself? No, probably not.
Two beaters.
You could be in two places at once.
I wouldn't know what he's doing.
What's me? It's you.
So I'm gonna know. So I just split right now. Blue, just one more.
Nah, you gotta go through the process.
I don't know. I'm gonna come back.
No, fucking no, nigga. Me seeing niggas come back.
Fuck that. I'm not doing that shit.
Nah, you just gonna get let out at a certain different time.
Okay.
They gonna let you out for 3 months. You gonna come back, then you're coming out for 3 months.
That's that. I'm fucked up. What am I doing for 3 months?
It's gonna keep you locked away on a private island.
Private island, you're gonna be chilling, living the best life.
Nah, bro.
You're gonna be with Tupac and all, boy.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to see Tupac. I'm gonna start telling you. I thought for sure I'm not
there. You'll see everybody. You'll see people you didn't even know.
What did they say? Puerto Rico? Is it Puerto Rico? They said they went or was it some other country?
Oh, I think they said Tupac went to Dominican Republic. Or
that's
Cuba or whatever.
Cuba. That's where they say everybody goes.
Okay. Yeah, because Cuba, like,
it's not part of the U.S.
They don't even know who people are.
You're going to be in Cuba, bro. You're going to be straight.
I'm good.
Living life, and then we're just going to fly in, you know what I'm saying? Switch you out.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna act like I haven't been on a fucking island for the past 3 months.
What you mean? They're gonna get you up to speed. And if you fuck up, you're gonna be like, alright, you gotta go back. Bring back in the clone. Yeah, they're gonna be. See how you just right here? You gonna be just come back from the island, right? Just like how you saying. I'll be acting like I ain't from the island. You gonna be wanting to tell us about the island, right? As soon as you be like, yeah, bro. So you know, as soon as I was on the island, boom, boom. No shit for the breakdown.
Get on the ground.
What the fuck?
You put bags on your head.
What? We gonna be next.
Fuck no.
We gonna be next.
I will be in y'all shenanigans.
Yep.
That's what that's me here
saying, but God. Yo, y'all lost me for one.
We'll be right outside.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all. Soon as you say something, shit just gonna fly open. Boom. Me and Shane don't know what happened. We just go wake up and then tied up in a facility.
Nah, everybody just go wake up on a couch. You go wake up on that couch.
Oh, it's separate. Tied up. So what have you told you? What you talking about? What you know? I don't know what you're talking about, bro. They're gonna be beating Victor ass.
I told you not to say anything. Bah. Now you expose the whole fantasy.
Now what do we do with them?
They're gonna be just like you.
Start the cloning machines.
Holy mother.
I ain't gonna lie, that'd be some shit. Ain't gonna lie, what if we just be on like a Saw game or something?
No.
Just wake up on a Saw game or something.
No, stop. That would never happen. No,
it's not happening. Never, ever.
No.
We can fuck, why would you ever?
I'm just saying,
No, I'm not.
That would be terrible.
The worst thing is
wake up in a Squid Games.
Jesus.
I don't know which one is worse.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, I think Saw's worse.
Is it the same? I think it is the Squid Game.
Because it's torture.
Yeah, literally. Everything.
Squid Games, you just win or die.
Literally. I mean, Saw is the same concept, but you got...
It's torture.
You got lose body parts and shit. Yeah, bro.
That shit is torture. He literally tortures.
Facts.
He'll even talk.
That boy said, cut your arm off, you're going to die. We got 5 minutes.
5 minutes. You want to play again?
Take care of this baby.
Yo!
That's that game, nigga. That's life.
Yo!
The movies used to be so funny.
What?
The parodies of scary movies.
Oh my gosh.
I'd rather be in an escape house or something.
So you'd rather be in an like escape room movie?
I still haven't watched it.
Oh, yeah. Quiet Game? Yeah, I'd rather do that. Scary movie? Yeah.
No, I said Escape Room.
Oh, Escape Room? Yeah, I watched that.
No, I'm saying if you were to be in Saw, Escape Room, or what was the other
one? Fuck
Squid
that.
Squid Games.
Squid Games? Probably. Because it would probably seem more easier. I'm saying, but if I had to choose between Escape Room and Saw, definitely Escape Room. Fuck a Saw.
So I was like, again, it's torture.
But Escape Room, though, you
this should
depending
look
on the shit, you still gotta do some crazy
you
shit.
You didn't watch that movie, so.
Yeah, nah, I watched it.
No, I'm talking about this one.
Oh, yeah, you gotta do some crazy shit. So, like, it ain't Saw, though, but it's yeah, it's like, nigga, alright, bet it's 5 of us thinking somebody gotta die. Who gonna die? You know what I'm saying? Just to go to the next room type shit.
One more time.
You already know how that shit said. Nobody wanna fucking die, but somebody gotta die, huh? Yeah. Gotta figure out something. If everybody not smart, man, somebody gonna end up dying for no reason. For no reason.
Well, you gotta watch it. That shit is raw. I don't even wanna talk about it because you're lame as fuck for not watching it.
Gee, and we got 15 seconds
you know
left on this episode. Y'all tune into the gas station, man. It's your boy, White Pre. We got Shea Baby with a C and DJ.